Okay, today's shiur is Bechoros Daf Chav Ches, today's shiur and the next couple of weeks of shiurim are sponsored. The learning is in memory and Le'ili Nishmas, Mr. Leo Schachter, Yitzchak Aryeh ben Menachem Mendel, sponsored by his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, the Osteen, Tannenbaum, Braun, Leichtung, and Greenberg families. We thank him for the sponsorship. He was Nifter a number of days ago, and they say that the last thought that he was learning was Shabbos Peches, which is Kimu v'Kiblu, Kimu v'Kiblu Kfar. I was told that that's how he lived his life, learning b'simcha, like the Hakdama of the Egg Leital, of the highest level of learning is not just learning l'shma without feeling it, but making it part of one's life and making it part of one's essence, learning b'simcha and having with the hislava. So again, the shir is Leila Nishmas, Yitzchak Aryeh ben Menachem Mendel. Okay, let's continue with Bechoros Chavches. So we're going to start with Chavches of an Aleph by the two dots, but just one or two hours on yesterday's daf. So we had a machlokes. We ended off with a machlokes between Rav and Debei Rav. Not really a machlokes, but just different makoros on the halacha that we know learn from the Mishnah, that the way that you determine a year for Bechor is personal. You go by within its year, Shana B'Shana, and it doesn't go by the calendaric year. And we darshan, what is the, there are two different psukim that we start off with, and then we have to know how each one deals with the pasuk and the halacha of the other one. But what's the other halacha that's mentioned? That a bechor kabi'i in day night day. Right, that like a regular carbon shlamim, shnei yamim v'layla echad, unlike a carbon todo, which also was brought in here. The Torah does say, when the Torah has the allowance of day-night day by the carbon shlamim in Parshat Tzav, that there is still a chadchila to eat it on the first day. It says, v'hanosar, umimachras v'hanosar mimenu yochal. So it's allowed. But still, there's an idea of eating it on the first day, even by a carbon shlamim, right? The other carbonas, you only have one day. But even by a carbon shlamim, the Ramban writes in Perek Zion of Vayikra, lo shi yishar mimenu b'kavana, v'lo shi yirashoyim l'haniyach kulo l'yom ha-machras, aval mitzvah shi yochal mimenu b'rishon, v'hanosar b'mikre, if something happens to be left over, yochal b'machras hanizkar. So then it can be eaten the next day. But really, the ikar is the first day, right? Zuizim magdim el mitzvahs, mitzvah b'liyat chal tachmisana, however one wants to formulate it, and we discussed the differences between those in the past, but that's the Ramban in Parshas Tzav. Once one starts doing it, is it considered, let's say one eats half the first day, half the second day. So we would say it's considered half the first day, half the second day. There is an idea of holchen achar ha-haschala, when you start. Right? There's an idea of kol ha-osal das rishonu osal. That's in terms of kavana. In terms of kavana. There is, we mentioned in the past, one that I mentioned at the end, but I'll just mention it now, the kashuk lover and the eretz tzvi. Rav Aryeh Frumer has a chudash shita, about a Gemara in Brachas. Brachas and Avodah Zarah, if you remember the Gemara. Right? He discusses the minog of many to send mishloach manos or start the suda very late in the day on Purim. Right? The latter is probably more common. The people start like, we don't have the Purim suda too early. Right? We have it pretty late in the day, an hour before Shkia, whatever it is. So the question is, why is that? And how does that work? Are you supposed to have it on Purim? So he writes in Kufchaf Aleph, V'yan Dibarnu Mizman Mitzvah, Shederach V'chulu, Atzia Me'inyin L'inyin. Adarach Minagrova Hamon Shesholchem Mishloach Manos Akhar Tzizak Kochavim, Shein Lo Shum Makom Api Alacha, Dekfar Avres Mana Mitzvah. I don't understand. How can you say this so late? He's talking about a case where he's even said after Tzeis, Amnam Yan Kam Alafim Yisrael Noagin Kain, because many thousands of Jews do this. So he says, I'm going to explain it. He says, Minag Shevi Arama. Right, the Rama quotes the Minag of starting the Suda's Purim late in the day, and Rov of the Suda is late. Amnam Yish Makom LeMinag Azeh Al Pi Shehigid HaYehudi HaKadosh BiParshischa. Quotes the Yid HaKadosh. Says, Limitzchus Al, he was Malam Mitzchus on, those who start davening Bizman. But end off after the Zman. Right, I knew of one shul that they used to daven start Ashrei a minute before Shkia. That was their minhag. Minute before Shkia. Al Shemazchil is Pala Bizman Tfila, Av Shenimshach Achra Zman, Choshev Kilu is Pala Kola Tfila Bizmana. No, it's Ki'ili, you go after the first moment. Go to the first moment. Where do you go? So again, the poskim, many poskim, the Mishnah Brura talks about this, you have to finish Bizman. Right, Sof Zman Kriya Shema. It's the finished Zman Kriya Shema by Sof Zman Kriya Shema. Not others, but this is different. He's saying, no, we didn't know it from Tosfos and Brachas. Tosfos and Brachas Dav Zion. Remember that Tosfos? It's also in Avodah Zarah, where Bilam knew exactly the moment that Hashem would get angry. And therefore, when he would get angry, he would curse the Jews at that second, but Hashem did something amazing, and the chesed, that he didn't get angry the entire time, that Bilam wanted to curse us. So he asked Tosas, what could he have said in 1 second? What could he have said in 1 second? 2 days. Either claim, right, destroy them, one word in 1 second, or even, as long as he starts in that moment, he could be mamshech. And that would all be nechlal in the moment of za'am. That's Tosfos in a got a context, but says the Eretz Tzvi, oh, there you have it. If you start during the Zman, it's Nechshav Ki'ilu, it is in the Zman. He says, Afsha Gamar Acharkach Mazik. Ukol Shekein B'Mida Tova Meruba. If it works for cursing, it surely works for davening, right? Mida Tova. Dim Hiskel Ispala B'Zman Fila V'Gamar Acharkach. Dechashav Ki'ilu Ispala Kol Shmon Esrei B'Zmana Adkan. He says that's the chiddush of the Yid HaKadosh. Mikol Makom Kasha Lama Lona L'Hakas Asmidim Appears at the Chukah Gzu. But why do we do this L'Chadchila? Asked the Eretz Tzvi. Halo Tov Yosel L'Kaim Kol Mitzvah Bismana. Isn't it better to do the whole mitzvah Bismana? You know, why would you say otherwise? So that's what he gets into a separate Purim reason. He says because it comes from the fact that most people eat the Purim Suda late, so Mishloach Manos became late because the whole purpose of Mishloach Manos is connected to the Suda, and therefore that's where the minhag developed to doing it late. V'kivit shemenag olam shemamshich and Sudas Purim zman harbe b'alayla nimsa zemakabal as Mishloach Manos adayin yuchal l'kayim but with Sudas Purim shir nimshach achara haskolas ha-Suda v'kol shemakayim taklas ha-mitzvah shaper dami afsha ha-maisa inim bizmana. Wow. He says, "Matzino bazeh kiyoso." He says, sometimes you go after the result. Okay, he quotes a Gemara in Yevamos, the Machlokes Amoraim. If somebody has children when they're non-Jewish and then they convert, according to certain days, they were makayim peruvu, even though the ma'isa was done b'shas haptur. Mikomakom niskayim tachlus shalom mitzvah de shabbos beinan v'ha'ika. But he says la'ma'isa at the end. He says it's better to do it during the day. Better to do it during the day. And therefore, that's by context of Mishloach Manos, but he quotes this fascinating suggestion from the Yid HaKadosh. Okay, so the Gemara ended off by going through Rav and Debei Rav. What does each of them do? And Lamaskana, we hold that it goes after the personal year. It goes after the personal year of the animal, the birth. I mean, the day of birth, a year after, or a year after day eight, as we saw. The idea of a birthday, this is the birthday of animals, the idea of a birthday by people, obviously we know, it's famous, that there's only one birthday mentioned in all of Tanakh, and that's Paro. Yom Huledes is Paro. Is there a religious or Jewish perspective on birthdays? So there's a tshuva of the Chavos Yoyer. The Chavos Yoyer writes in Simen Ayin that, interesting, Simen Ayin, on a person's 70th birthday, so then, I say, remember where it is, he should make a shachianu and make a sudas mitzvah. Sudas mitzvah. He made sure to say, shivim shana, and it's a sudas hodah on the birthday of 70. The Chassam Sofer quotes this on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Chafei, and he says, without Shevim Malchus. Of course, Chavos Yar, without Shevim Malchus, which has meant many brachas, bizman said, but that's what he quotes the Chavos Yar on the page. And he says, without shame and malchus, if you look in the Minag Yisrael Torahu, which is a likut on Al-Piseder HaShulchan Aruch, he quotes other achronim that talk about different birthdays as well. You know, what is it just on 70? He says, the Lekha Yosher, or the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, on the day that 60, also, he made a suda, the Beis Yisrael, he quotes, Roy Lasso suda b'yom nasa shmonim shana. Because Mishud Bar Shisin Lo Nafik Lemi Kares Tashani Avon Mikares Diyomi Lo Nafik, a different type of kares that one is passes over. Vihinei, and then he quotes, "It's Umos Olam Aminah Glass of Suda B'Chol Yom Uvedet Avolo Kinesi Yisrael V'Chul De'Emes Lo Tov Lo." But he says, "Why not?" He says, "I do we say that Yosher Tov Shalom Never Misha Nivra?" As the Gemara says, that's why we shouldn't focus on birthdays. But the Ma'aseh, we were born, and therefore, if we were born, so we have to have a Kares Atov. He goes from the Benish Chai, the Yeshin Ogan Lassos, B'Kol Shana, Yom Alei Deliantif, B'Simin Yafe, Chein Ogan Meiteinu. Right? If we use the birthday as a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Benish Chai also quotes, some have not the birthday, but the bris day, the day that I was Nichnas B'Vriso Shal Avram Avinu. So 8 days after the birthday. He said that's what the Chazam Sofer, suggested. But do we have anything in Chazal? There's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah Paragimel, which discusses that when Yeshua ben Nun was fighting Amalek, So then Amalek, when they put out the men, send out the men that it was their birthdays, because they have special mazel on a birthday. Some say you have a special brach, koach brach on a birthday, and that's why Shemesh begivon dom yirech be'emach ayelo, not Amalek, the other, Yisham is about Amalek, but the Chazal also quoted by Shemesh begivon dom, that's why he kept the sun out longer, so, because if they would have waited until the next day, it would have been their birthday, they were getting ready to have the birthday guys on the front lines. That's why they messed up the constellations, and it worked out. Chasav Sofer in Yeradeya Kuf Mem Ches, he made a Siyum on every birthday of his. That also solves the problem, that you can have a Siyum, and a great way to celebrate. And just to end with the quotes here from the Kuntres Oaleya, that's printed at the beginning of Chasav Sofer, 20 pages in the Chasav Sofer. At the beginning of his commentary on Chumash, he quotes that one time a Talmud walked into the Chasav Sofer, and he saw he was crying. He says, Rabbi, lama ata boche? So he says, you know what today is? He says, today I'm 54 years old. Harani ben nun dalet shana, vidon anias atzmi. Don, he says, I'm being done myself. But ma'asnakti, kol osan ha-shana malalu, umatzasim b'lo tachlis, har be'in b'ilo, torah b'lo chachma b'lo tzidkus, lama ani efke. Well, I'm a low efka, I'll be liyami. What have I done? I shouldn't cry. The Talmud hears this and he starts crying. He says, well, Chasav Sofer looks at his life. So we have a lot to, to work on. So I would say for our generation, it would be better to, not to sit and cry, but probably be better to thank and think positively and, encouraging and think, what could I do? What could I add? And how could I be, not could I be Moses? Okay, that's the, little bit in terms of, again, using every event in our lives, L'shem Shamayim. L'shem Shamayim. Someone who told me a story that, they had a certain friend that had a son, and the son was in a kindergarten, and he comes in and he tells the kindergarten teacher, it's my birthday. So the kindergarten says, oh, we don't believe in that, and that kind of stuff. He's like, well, my grandfather sends me a card every year. He says, who's your grandfather? He says, Moshe Feinstein. He says, oh, he says, okay, I guess we could do birthdays. Okay. Can't argue with the Gadol Ador. Says the Gemara. Chafkes Amad Aleph. Chafkes Amad Aleph. Two dots. No lumum b'toch shnoso. So the Mishnah had a lashon that was unclear, and we said the Gemara is going to talk about it, and here's where the Gemara talks about it. No lumum b'toch shnoso. Rashoy l'kaimo kol yud beis chodesh. If there's a mum on the Bechor within the year, so then it can be kept for 12 months. Meaning because you're not going to give it to the Kohen to be makrivit, so it does not have to be in. Right away. Rashala Kaimo called your base chodesh. So Iboilahu, because if you look back in the Mishnah had an unclear lashon. It said, No Lamum Tochnaso Rashala Kaimo Kol Shem Asar Chodesh, and then La Akash Shem Asar Chodesh Ain Rashala Kaimo Elamid Yom. And after 12 months, you only allowed to keep it for 30 days. Is that going on if the mum was Nafal before Yud Beis Chodesh, so then you could keep it for an extra month? Or is that saying if now the Mum was Nafal after Yud Beis Chodesh, you have a month from then? Right? Not 100% clear, and that's what the Gemara's question is here. How do we understand this Lashon in the Mishnah? Iba Elohu. Heichi Kamar. No lo Mum betok shnoso. Rosh HaLakaimo, you could call Yud Beis Chodesh. Ula'ach shnoso nami shloshim. Really, if it gets a Mum, you could keep it for a year plus a month. Is that how you understand? O Dilma, Heichad no lo mum betoch shnaso, Rasha lakaimo kol shnei masar chodesh, v'sulo. If it gets a mum within 12 months, then you only have the year. You have the year. V'heichad no lo achar shnaso, eino Rasha lakaimo elo shloshim. But if it gets a mum la achar shnaso, so then you only have 30 days from then. You have 30 days from then, but no more. So, how do you understand the Mishnah? So, Tashma, we'll try to clarify it from a Braisa. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Bechor bizman hazeh, where we know there's no karbanos, Rashi ain tam roy leklum. So then, what do we do? Achlo nira laharos alachacham. Before it's nira to show to a chacham, what does that mean? Before it's nira, machlokas Rashi tosas. Rashi says before it gets a mum. If it hasn't gotten a mum yet, then it's not ra'ui to show it to a chacham. Right, so Achlo nira laharos alachacham. That's what Rashi says. Tosas argues. Tosas ad. He quotes. He says. V'kasha, quotes Rashi, V'kasha, my rashoy l'kaimo, sh'tayim v'shol shanam, akarchach yikaimenu. One second, if it's bizman hazeh, and it doesn't have a mum, so what does it mean, you're allowed to keep it? You have to keep it. Doesn't have a mum yet? Can't do anything else with it. So what's the lashon of rashoy? So Tosfos argues, Tosfos at the end of the Tosfos says, ad shelo nira means that you didn't get a chance to yet. Right? There's no chacham that's close by. As we'll learn by Hashem soon, you need a special type of chacham that knows hetzer b'choros. So it means, anshalonira, meaning you don't have a chiyuv to be matriach to the other side of the world to show your b'char. When a b'char is in the vicinity, when a chacham is in the vicinity, so then you can show him. So machlokas Rashi tells us what this phrase means. So let's just understand that with Rashi. So, b'char b'zman hazeh, anshalonira l'oros l'chacham, before it gets a mum, rasha l'kayim moshtayim v'shaloshanim. Right, so b'zman hazeh, nothing else to do, so you keep it. Mishem nira la rosa l'chacham. So then, if it has now a mum, so no lo mum b'toch shnaso, rasha l'kayim kol shnei masar chodesh. If it gets a mum within a year, then you keep it m'kayim it the whole year. Achar shnaso, the hava mina is that it's still going on the same case. If it got the mum before, then after the year, ain't rasha l'kayim afilu yom echad afilu shachas. Right, technically you shouldn't be able to keep it at all. But because you want to be able to give this to the Kohen, Amru Rasha Lakai Mosh Loshim Yom, they say you're allowed to keep it 30 days. Raya to the first tzad, that you have 30 days into the second year, right? Because what is the maskana of this brisa? Mipreya Shavas Aveda Labailim, you can be Makayim it 30 days, right? Rashi says, what do you do? Rashi says, "Ene Rosh Lakaimo." If you look at the Rashi, "Ene Lakaimo Afilu Yom Echad." Right, the Brisa said, "If it was no lad beforehand, so technically you shouldn't be able to keep it at all." Rashi, "Because Agadaitoch and no lad lo mum b'toch shnasokoi." Right, it's talking about the same case. It got a mum before the end of the year. Viktani Yavo Bnei Hashavas Avei Delabaylam Dahainu Kohen the Shema in Biyad Yisrael Havi Hai Bechor Lo Mishka Kohen Lemisvile. Right, you wouldn't find a Kohen. V'shachilei yasriach habasar. And if he shecht it, so then the basar is just going to become asriach, but not going to be able, it's a Kohen's, you know, shell Kohen, and it's just going to go bad. Amru rasha l'kayim olamid yom. So you can keep it for 30 days, and if you don't find a Kohen then shochto umoch, vachim's a Kohen, then salt it and hope for the best. But Alma, what do you see from there? Rashi explains, lamid yom dekamra anolan mum, betoch nasokai. That's one understanding. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, maybe not. Who says that's the understanding? Va'adayin tibayli. Shloshim yom achar shnaso adem l'shalodim shnaso. The Bryce is not clear what that line is going on of l'achar shnaso. Maybe it's talking about where it got the mum l'achar shnaso. And therefore, it is not clear exactly what we should say and what the halacha is from the Brisa. The Mikdash David is medayik. We haven't had a Mikdash David in a while. The Mikdash David and Kachim is important in defining. The Mikdash David here in Yud Dalet Hey discusses a Bechor Bal Mum, as we know, is E'in B'toch Shnaso, Kemo Tam. And in here it's learned out from a couple of days ago we had Vim Lo Achlo B'toch Shnaso over B'bal Ta'acher. Fine. V'hine Yesh La'ayin Al Zeh. D'mashma D'yish Mitzvah Sachila B'chor Bal Mum B'tzorach Lo Achlo Dafka B'toch Shnaso. Right? You get the impression that Toch Shnaso is not only about the Tam, it's also about the Bal Mum. Over the past couple of dafim, that's the impression. Vikasha ha amrinan to bechor balmum ma'achilin oso afilu la'akum. A Kohen could give the bechor balmum to anybody he wants, even to a non-Jew. So is a mitzvah achila by a bechor balmum? Is there a mitzvah achila that you could even have done by goyim? V'yeich mekayim mitzvah achila. V'yein lomar, and it's hard to say that ta mitzvah hirak she. Ye ochel habasar betoch shnaso. V'achilos akum chashiva gamken achila. Hard to say that. Why? To ha'af leklavim mutter la'achilo. Kimo shakasav tosas zachem dafayin aleph. Right? Achilas klavim. So, yeah, we did have a discussion of achilas klavim chashiva achila or not, but that's for achila for pigle. But for an achila, for a mitzvah achila, that would be very difficult to say that achilas klavim is considered achila. So, how can we say that there's a mitzvah achila even by a bechor, meaning the mitzvah of achila of kachim, which be'ikaron, remember that Rambam in Maisa Karbanos and in the Sefer Mitzvahs Peites, that the ikar mitzvah achila is Karbanos is kachim, and nigrar is also kachikalim and truma. So at least it would be nigrar in the mitzvah asay, but it's hard to say that even goyim and klavim would be mekayin this. V'yalkar chach nira lomar. So he says, it must be a new understanding. The mitzvah zachila leka klal bebechor balmum. There is no mitzvah zachila. There's a mitzvah shchita. Shchita b'shas, it's roi lachila. V'rak mitzvah sheyishchatenu b'toch shnaso, sheyehe roi lachila. But it doesn't actually have to be in. But Mishanishchad, it's Paka Kedushasei. And therefore, there's no more Balta Acher. And even though it's a little dachuk, because it says in the Pasuk, L'nei Hashem Alkecha Tochlenu Shana B'Shana, sounds like it's talking about Achila, but what can I do? This is what I understand as the Halacha. And what's my Raya? Rashi Tosas B'Choras Chavches. What does Rashi say? After a month, shechted and salted and hope for the best. What do you mean hope for the best? And it'll become putrid? It's a mitzvah. So he says, that's his understanding. The shechita should be betoch shnaso, even if the achila is not. Then he talks about, what about tmuras bechor? Also nechal mumul abaylam. Is there a mitzvah la achila? That's the mikdash David. About the ikar is the shechita, not as much the achila. Chashuk Yechemet also discusses this related issue. Where he discusses, is there any mitzvahs asay? Shalachila b'zman hazeh. There's a Chassam Sofer that everybody quotes. Chassam Sofer, it's in the Tshuvas, in the Hashmatos, that there's only one mitzvah of achila daraisa b'zman hazeh, and that is matzah. We don't have truma, we don't have kachim, we don't have anything. What do we have today? Mitzvah is achila daraisa. Again, Shabbos is zachar, is daraisa, but kavod and oneg is drabanan, yishayahu, and some say, what about the first night of Sukkos? First night of Sukkos, tesvav, tesvav, mitzvah. So maybe what the Chassam Sofer meant was, there's a mitzvah gavra to eat on the first night of Sukkot, but it doesn't flow from the Chefza. The mitzvah Zagarev is a mitzvah to eat a Suda, but a mitzvah Zachila flowing from a Chefza of Kedusha, of a status, Truma, Kodshim, even Matzah. Matzah is different than having just to eat a Kazayis of Matzah. You can still say it has a status of Matzah. There's a Chaloshe Matzah, you had to do it Lashma, and that is a mitzvah to eat. That's different than Chiv Suda. That it could be any, you know, it's much more flexible. So again, some argue on the Chassam Sofer because of that, because of the Sukkos. And others say Sukkos is different because there it's just a din of teishu kein taduru, the chulu. Okay, but either way, this is discussed. So he discusses here the Chashuk Echemed, what about Bechor Balmum? Right? If there is a Bechor, we try to get out of it, right? We had earlier Tosas, Daf Gimel or so, right? We try to get out of having Bechor Bizman Aseh. Right, just not a good idea. But what if somebody has a Bechor B'zman Hazeh and it gets a Vaday Mum, I don't know, it gets his leg chopped off. So a Vaday Mum, you don't even need a specific Chacham to tell you that it's a Mum. So is that a Mrs. Asay? Daraisa? So that's what he discusses. It relates to this Mikdash David, whether there's a mitzvah asei daraisa of eating Bechor Bar Mum. So he goes through it as a quote this Mikdash David, I don't think, but he goes to Rebbe Eiger and the Smag and other Mefarshim, about this issue. Would you make a bracha, a special Birchas HaMitzvah, on eating a Bechor Bar Mum? So that's a discussion here in the Chashuk Echeben. Okay, so we didn't have an answer to our question from the first Braisa, so we'll go on to another Braisa. Again, the question is, when it says in the Mishnah that you have an extra month, is that talking about a case where it became a balmum within the year or after the year? So, Tashma, let's try again. No, balmum bechamisha asar yom betoch shnaso. What if an animal gets a mum 2 weeks, 15 days before the end of the year? Mashlimin lo chamisha asar yom achar shnaso. Shmamina. So you see from there that if it gets a mum within a year, you do not have 30 days in the second year. No, you have 30 days from the mum. 30 days from the mum. So here, it's 2 weeks, 15 days before the end of the year. So you have 15 days from the first year, 15 days from the second year, and that's it. Right? The 30 days is taught. So the Mishnah is talking, Mishnah means you have 30 days if the mum came after the year. You have 30 days from there. All right, and Rashi summarizes. Look at the Rashi in the middle of Mashlimin. V'shamina mina. Di'i b'toch shnaso no lara mum chodesh ochad shayim marshalakayim o'ad shnaso. If it gets a mum in the middle of the first year, you have till the end of the year. You have more than 30 days. Right, you have whichever one comes second. The end of the year or 30 days after the mum. Right, that's the halacha if there's a mum betok shnaso. Vila achar shana nolad mum, o karav l'siyim shnaso, yavino le'shloshim yom yishnolad mum. If it happens in the second year, you have 30 days from the mum, or if it happens in the first year, let's say 2 days before the end of the year, you have 2 and then 28. That's Rashi. Messiah, back to the Gemara, Messiah le'Rabbi Elazar, Dom Rabbi Elazar, nosan le'shloshim yom yishah shnolad bo mum. Good. Ika da'amri, a totally different version. Over Belazar, Amar Belazar, Minayin LeBachar Shnolo Mum Betoch Shnaso, Shnozim Lo Kosh Loshim Yom Achash Shnaso. Right, the exact opposite. How do you know if you give him 30 days afterwards. Shenemar l'fnei Hashem alkecha tochlenu shana bishana. Ve'ezu hein yamim hachashuvim shana. It's a shana bishana. Sounds like 2 years. So how do you have days that are considered a year? Havi Omer elu shloshim yom. Right, we know from elsewhere that sometimes shloshim yom by shana chashiv shana. So here it's a remez of shana bishana that it can you could give it and it could be eaten in 2 years. So you have 1 year and then you have 30 days in the second year, which is ki'ilu, it's another year. Meisvei, but 1 second, doesn't the Brisa say befeirish against Rabbi Elazar? No, lo mum chamisha asar yom betoch shnaso, mashlim lo chamisha asar yom achar shnaso, hashlama in meva lo, you only mashlim, but you don't give an extra 30, so tiyufta, Rabbi Elazar, tiyufta. Okay, so this Brisa, as we said before, is a kasha on Rabbi Elazar. Kasha on Rabbi Elazar. Okay. Good. We've been talking about mumin, so now let's get into the examination of the mum or the lack thereof. Hashochet abachar umares mumo. What happens if a kohen is supposed to, as we know, first show the mum to a baki b'mumin, and then if he gets a heter that this is a mum kavua, so then he could shecht. What happens if he didn't do that? What if he shechted the animal and then he showed it to a baki? Right, he was impatient, he wanted it for yantif, whatever it is, so he first shechted the animal, and then he was mare the mum. Rashi, la'acha shechita v'nimsa kavua. And it came out to be a mum kavua. The chacham said, yeah, it was a mum kavua. But the problem is, are we choshesh that the animal changed after the shechita? Maybe like right now it looks like a mum kavua, but maybe before and it wasn't a mum kavua. How do we know? Or, even if we would know it's vade mum kavua, maybe we should just fine him because he took a risk. Right, maybe he's So is it a real chash, or is it just even if we know for sure? So those are the issues that are brought up here. So shochet abachar maris mumo, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, which means he's not worried about either issue. Right, he's not worried that something changed, and he doesn't find. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Meir Omer, hoel v'nishcha shlopi mumche, aser. Which sounds like, we're also not choshesh that something changed, but it's knas. Because he shechted it shlopi mumche, aser. Part one. Part two, Misha Eino Mumche Varoas Abachor. This line in the Mishnah is now going to get us into other topics in the coming up Mishnayis. If somebody is not a Mumche, Varoas Abachor, and he sees the Bachar anyway, V'nishchat Alpiv, and it shechted based on his words, it shouldn't have been shechted. So what's the halacha? Hareze Yikaver, so that animal has to be buried, because maybe it was not a mum, and therefore it has to be buried, because maybe it was a Bachar Tan that was shechted, and therefore, Aser Bana. V'yishalem Yibeso, and this charlatan, right, this quack of a mumche, it has to pay. It has to pay because he was mazik. We'll have to see what type of hezik that is. Is that a direct maisa hezik? We're going to get into sugyas of garmi and grama coming up. Who is a mumche? So we know the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin that there is special smicha given to Rabbanim for Bechoros. Right, the Gemara says there, the Gemara talks about Rabbi Chia is talking to Rabbi and telling him, my nephew went to Bavel, Yoreh, did you give him Yoreh? Meaning, Isser v'heter, Yoreh. Yadin, Yadin. Yatir b'choros? What about the special smich of giving Yatir b'choros? Yatir, al yatir, that's the discussion. Right, Rashi there, Sanhedrin, Yireh b'mumen, v'im kavuhu yatirenu l'shofto, debi yome de Rabbi, ein l'b'chor takana ad sh'yipo b'omum, ta'achar churbanaya. Rather, they lived after the Chorban, and therefore, they had to be mocked to the Bechoros if they didn't, they weren't mocked as some of the ownership to the guy. And if you remember there, that's where it also says that Rav spent a year and a half. Amar Rav, Shmona de Soyamim, Chadashim, Gadalti, Soroa, Behema, Leda, Ezum, Kavua, Ezum, Ubar. Right, Rav spent 18 months on a farm in order to, learn the Metzias. The Rambam writes, Rambam generalizes this a little bit. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin says that there is smicha ledvarim misuyamim. That's the impression you get already from the Gemara. But the Rambam says, an important Rambam in Perek Dalid of Hilchos Sanhedrin, that's where he talks about smicha, says the Rambam, v'yesh lahen limnos l'choma sheyirtzu ledvarim yechidim. V'hu sheyehe roi l'chol advarim. We'll get back to that, Lashon HaShem. Right, you could be appoint someone for specific areas, give him smicha, and Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Kashrus, As long as he's roi l'chol advarim, ketzan chacham muflesh roi l'horis b'chol atorah kula. A chacham that's roi to paskin in kol atorah kula. Yesh lebezin lismochoso v'litin lo rishus ladun lo l'horos be'isr v'heter o yitin lo rishus l'horis be'isr v'heter lo ladun dinei mamanis o yitin lo rishus l'zev l'zeh avlo ladun dinei knasis o ladun dinei knasis v'lo l'hati b'choros o yitin lo rishus l'hatir nedarim bilvad. O liros ksamim. Fascinating. There's a special smicha to be roe ksamim. Hilchas nida. V'chein kocha yosef azeh. And also similar ideas. So that is the Rambam, that there is smicha l'dvarim miyu. Smicha l'dvarim miyu chadim. So 2 points. Number one, the Radvaz on 2 Rambams after this. On Dal Yud Aleph. That's the famous Rambam. But the Rambam says there are 2 avenues of smicha. 1 avenue of smicha is ishvi pi Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Yeshua, Samach Mipi Samach. But then there's another way. Bizman Azeh, we don't have Ish Mipi Ish, says the Rambam. If all the rabbis of the generation get together and agree that a certain rabbi should have smicha, then he gets smicha. Then he gets smicha. Haskamas Kol Rabbanim. Right, that was the major controversy in the 1500s, where Rabbi Yosef Cairo received smicha from the Chachmei Tzfat, but the Chachmei Yerushalayim, why they want smicha? Because they wanted to have smuchin in order to be able to give malchus to those Maranos who had acted like, you know, non-Jews on the outside, and they felt, certain poskim said that they were chayiv kareis, because they acted, so if they get malchus, that's part of from kareis, that's why they were so, pushy on the issue, that's why they wanted to give smicha. Again, the Rambam and others said, they're not chayiv, it was all anus, and they're not chayiv anyway. But they tried to reinstitute the smicha, and the Chachmei Yerushalayim were not interested, and therefore the whole thing fell apart. That's what it writes on the kever in Tzfat of Rabbi Yosef Cairo. It writes this whole controversy and says, isn't it hashkacha that there was a whole controversy, but he ended up being the Rashka Bahag, and he's the posig achron of Klal Yisrael, Shulchan Aruch. Right? Even though at the moment, you know, the Chachmei Yerushalayim were against the Maharal Bach and the Maharit and the Mabit, Rav, you all got into the action. But it was a controversy then, but he ended up being the posig for all of Klal Yisrael. He's the ultimate samuch, so to speak. Shulchan Aruch, again, the Rama added on. But the Radvaz writes, but I don't understand. Doesn't the Rambam say earlier that you have to be you can give smicha to specific areas, but you have to be roi l'chol advarim? What does that mean? You give smicha, you have to know everything. Says the Radvaz, do we have anybody that knows everything bezman hazeh? You want to say, fine, it can be created in, it doesn't have to be Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, it can be Haskamas Kol Rabbanan, but don't you at least still need the prerequisite of Roi L'chol Advarim? So what is that? You know, we don't have anybody like that. So if you look, Rav Soloveitchik talks about this, it's printed in the Shi'uri HaRav on Sanhedrin. He asks this kasha, and he deals with. He says, Be'emes davar huzeh kima min ha-nimna, she'e echad baki b'kol chadri ha-torah ad-kadei kach she'yuchal l'horos b'chol torah kula. In generations, these are rules for every generation, not just for the days of Moshe and Yoshua. So do you have people who are ro'i to paskin in every area of halacha on the level of the smuchin? The Yosir Nira, says Rav Soloveitchik, the Kavanas HaRambam, Eino sheyehei baki, v'ro'i lahoros ata b'foal, b'chadu chadri ha-Torah, Ela sheyehei bo ha-efsharus, lahoros b'chol dini ha-Torah, klomar. Doesn't mean that right now. It means you're on the level that you can research any topic in the world of Torah. Doesn't mean you have to have the answer right then. But you're on the level that you can research. And he quotes a right to this, right, from Ahario, Staf Yud Gimel, where, remember, one of the Amoram wanted to embarrass Rav Shmuel Gamliel. He wanted to ask him a Shaila Hilchos Uksin. What do you mean? Has he royal a call? The answer is, doesn't mean right now. Right, doesn't mean right now. Right, Rav Shmuel Gamliel, right, got the message that he was going to ask the question, and that's why he chazered Uksin. So you see from there. So he says that maybe that's what it means. That would answer the Ravaz's Taina. But again, this is Ro'ui L'chal Advarim, but a smicha for a specific area. Rav Soloveitchik also says in that piece that maybe the lumdus is that this is considered haschalas hasmicha, and you'll be mashlamit when you study the other areas. Either way, that's the idea of smicha ledvarim yuchadim is mentioned here in the Gemara about smicha for hataras momcha. It's also interesting machlokes rishonim that a number of achronim point out, Rav Soloveitchik and others, and that is Smicha is a requirement for what? I need smicha for? That's unclear. Machlokes, let's say Machlokes, Tosfos, and the Rashba about Geirus Bizman Hazeh. Tosfos asks in Yuvamas Daf Memvav, Memzayin, how can we have Geirus Bizman Hazeh? We don't have a Bezdin, we don't have a Smuchin. How could you have except Geirus? Tosfos says we do Shlichu Sayhu, which we know is the magical concept. It's Ke'ilu we're, ke'ilu we're Smuchin. That's Tosfos. And the Rashba argues and says, no, you know what the answer is? You don't need Smuchin for a Bezdin of Geirus. Just a regular bezin. You don't need smuchin. You don't need this special smuchin going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yesh lomar, says the Rashba there in Yevamos Memvav, t'chi gemiri shlosha gemiri, mumchin lo gemiri. V'yafshar denafkalum t'shlosh shlosha b'lechud kasa b'rachmana mishpa v'lo lo mumchin. Machlokas Rashi, Machlokas Tosa in the Rashba. Do we need smuchin for geiris b'zman hazeh? It's ke'ilu we have or you don't need. So what's that about? There's no psak when it comes to geiris. It's a Maisa Bezdin. So maybe that Machlokes already tips us off to a Machlokes. Is Smicha a requirement for Hora'a, for Psak? That's what the Rashba says. And therefore, you don't need it for Geirus, because Geirus is not a Hora'a. Or, is Smuchin is part of the definition of Bezdin. And therefore, you need a Bezdin for Geirus. And therefore, Tosas would say, you need Smuchin! And it's Gili, you have Smuchin, using the principle of Shlichu Sayu. So, interesting, Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rashba, and again, there are other nafkaminas to this, but that is a Sanhedrin sugya, or Baba Kama sugya, is smuchin, or an ingredient for hora'a, right, or is a samuch, an ingredient for psak. A zakin gets into zakin mamre. What do you have to be for a zakin mamre? Do you have to have smicha in order to be a zakin mamre? Right, because a zakin mamre is about giving a hora'a and being outvoted. So again, that's another nafkamina. That's a case of hora'a and not bezdin. Right? Our case of geirus is bezdin and not hora'a. Okay? Either way, that's an interesting sugya. Okay. Let's continue. So, Amar Rabba Bar Chana. So we had a machlokas here in the Mishnah. If somebody shechs the bechor before showing it to the baki, Rabbi Yehuda allows it, Rabbi Meir says, no, knas. So, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, bedokin sheba'ayin, in a mum, in the cataract, in the eye. So that, for sure, even Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's usur. Because that's something that changes after death. That changes as the animal is killed or shechted, the doken sheba'ayin could change. So that for sure Rabbi Yehuda agrees is usur mikra din. Because maybe it wasn't a mum kavua. Rabbi Meir saw our gazrinan mum shebaguf atu doken sheba'ayin. Rabbi Yehuda saw our gazrinan mum shebaguf atu doken sheba'ayin. Well, there it goes there. Tanya Nami Hachi. We all saw the Brisa. Hashokan is a Bechor Amaris Mumav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bedokan Shabayin, Usser. Rabbi Shein Mishtanin. It changes. Bimumin Shabaguf Motor, Rabbi Shein Mishtanin, because it doesn't change. Rabbi Meir Omer, Achazeva Chazeh, Usser. They're both Usser, Mibnei Shehein Mishtanin, because it changes. Rabbi Shein Mishtanin, Salkadaitach. It changes. Mumin Shabaguf, Mim Mishtanin. If the animal has an amputated leg, that changes. So, no. Ela Mibnei Hamishtanin. Where goes there, mishum, the ones that do change. So where goes there, mumen shebaguf, atu, the dokin shebaayin. Period. Amar, so that's a brisa that supports this understanding. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, matisa nami deka. The Mishnah's language itself proves like this understanding, that everybody would agree by dokin shebaayin, and the machlokas is only by mumen shebaguf. Why? Rabbi Meir Omer, we pointed this out when we did the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, hov v'nishchat shalal pi mumche, aser. What does that language sound like? Knas language. Because it was shechta, shalom b'mumcha aser, shma mina, knasa kakanas, Rabbi Meir, shma mina. The machlokes is only about a knas case, meaning the mumen shebaguf case. But the case of doka shabayin, everybody would agree, that is aser. Hiboy lehu. Question. Mipnei ha-mishtanin v'kulu mishtani? Do we say that all doka shabayims always change? Is that a vadai? O dilma ika de mishtani v'ika de lo mishtani? Or do we say it might have changed? We don't know. It does. It could change. It didn't have to change. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? L'chushi sadi. If there are witnesses that say, if it was shechta without a mumcha, and now we see it's a mum kavua, and Adam say, no, it was like this beforehand. So what kind of edim are they? So yamar kulu mishtani. If we say that evadai changed or shakri ninu, then these edim are edei sheker because evadai changed. So they say it didn't. The yamar ikad mishtani because one mishtani samchin in alayu. And if it's sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, then we would be somech on the edim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would matir. And according to Rabbi Meir, we would still be kones. But at least we would rely on the edim. So is it vadei or not? So my tashma. So you might have thought that isn't this just a medical question? Right, you don't have to like look for a brisa about this. But sometimes the Gemara goes into the brisas because, again, it's not just a medical question. There might be a certain percentage that happens. The question is that halachically significant? But it is brought from a brisa. So my tashma to Amar Rabbi Barchana, Sachli Rabbi Yoshia Diminusha, Bov Erech Bedokin Shei Mishtanin. He told me, come here, let me show you a Dokin Shei Ayin that changed. So if he says that, right, if he says, come and I'll show you this one, it's clear that some do and some don't. Good. That was the first part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah was, if a non-mumche gave the psak, so then it's aser and he's chayef. Harizi kaver, vishalim yibay, so he has to pay. So lematam astama, kribi meir. Oh, it must be like Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir here, right? Because Rabbi Meir says it's usher, right? You always have to be gozer. So what do you mean? Why should he have to bury it? Why should he have to pay? Right? It's maybe it had the mum beforehand. So the Gemara answers, Dilma b'dokan shabayin b'divrei kol. So maybe he's talking about the dokan shabayin. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that is usher. Tanach shemishalem, when he pays, how much does he have to pay? Said the Mishnah, that he just paid, Mishalim Ibeso, this quack. Mishalim Revia Ladaka Umechza Lagasa. What does that mean? Really, let's think about this. He said that this animal has a mum kavua. Maybe it didn't have a mum kavua. And therefore what? How much loss did he cause? Right now he caused a loss because now it has to be buried. So he caused the loss to the Kohen. If it would have gotten a mum kavua, so then the Kohen would be able to eat it, so he caused him a loss of the whole thing. But maybe it never would have gotten a mum kavua. And then he would never have been able to eat it, and he's not causing him any loss. So maybe he's calling him full loss, maybe no loss. You know what you do? Pay half. So you pay Mishalim Revia Ladaka Mechza Lagasa. You pay half of the Gasa. Why Revia? Why only a quarter for the Daka? So we will see. But that is the halacha. Rashi says, this is because Mamon Hamuta Basavich Hoken. Is he chayav all or nothing? So he pays half. Tosfos says, but we don't paskin like Sumchis. Sumchis in Baba Kama is the Shita of Mamon Amuda Basavich Hoken. We paskin Hamosi Mechaveir Olav Araya. So maybe you shouldn't have to pay anything. So Tosa says it's a special Takana Drabanan. Right? It's not the Mikra did a Mamon Amuda Basavich because we don't paskin like Sumchis. Tosa says on top, third line, Takanas Chachamim Ba'almahu. It's a special Takanas Chachamim that we implemented. Okay? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. So Gemara says, my time, huh? So why do you pay half and a quarter? In this case, why don't you pay the whole thing? Why is it more by a gasa? Amar Papa, zehefs and rubav, zehefs and muat. Because by a cow, you cause a huge hefsid, possibly. And by a daka, it's less. Somewhere it says, yachi lefam pseidah l'shalim. I don't see it. Shouldn't you pay 50%, you know, each? It should always be half. Just because by a gasa, you had more of a loss, but you also had more to gain. Right? I mean, so it should all be percentages. So Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoach Meshvei the Rav Acha Bar Ika Mishum Gezeres Magadli Behem Daka Naguba. You know why you pay less by a daka? Because of the Gezera Behem Daka. What does that mean? Two dizen Rashi. Number one is it's a big tircha to take care of a Behem Daka. So the Mazik here, so to speak, he helped him out. The guy doesn't have to like be so tarech. So because he helped him out more, because being Megadol Behem Daka is very hard, so that's why he has to pay less. Or maybe the person violated the Isser of being Megadol Behem Dakas. Right? And maybe that's why he has to pay less. Right? Rashi has two days why that is true. Good. Says the Mishnah. So now we get into the world of mistakes by Dayanim, taking money to be a dayan. That's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow has a lot of shas topics. Not going to be giving it, but a lot of shas topics come up with tomorrow's daf. But let's at least do what we have today. So donas adin, zikas achayev. What if there was a judge and he made a mistake? Zikas achayev, achayev es hazakai. Timas atohar, tiras atame. Right, he did something wrong. Right, so the first two we understand. You mezaka the chayiv, you told the guy not to pay. Mechayiv the zakai, fine. Timi as a tar, he said something that was tar was tame. So what happened? They probably didn't treat it with bitara. So it became tame. What about mitara as a tame? What you do? You put the tumah into the tara stuff. So masha asa asui, what's done is done. V'yishami beso, the dayan has to pay. The dayan was mazik. Indirectly, but if he was a mumcha lebezdin, so then pater milashalim, right? Pater milashalim, right? Why is that? So the Rashi says, why would he be pater here? Because the person can't say to lomatzi meimerle amai dinisle hovloi baki medini. It was like an ones. He was a bucky, so he's not going to pay in that regard. The person can't say, you know, I didn't want you. I don't want you. The other mafreshim say that it's ki'ilu. It was the bad mazel of these bali dinim. You can't blame it on him. I mean, he was an expert, special heter of exemption. So lema tnan stomach Rabbi Meir. Shall we say that this mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, not the Rabbi Meir about Bechor, but to don dina to garmi huge sugya, right? Maybe this is like Rabbi Meir garmi. Remember garmi. Garmi is, we have direct Maisa Hezek, I smash something of yours. Then there's Grumma, totally indirect. Garmi is somewhere in the middle. 25 different cases in Shas. Is it Garmi? Is it Grumma? Unclear. The Ramban wrote a whole Kuntras. Kuntras Dina de Garmi, printed usually with Meseches Makos, about all these different types of cases. What's Garmi? What are the ingredients of Garmi? Rov Rishonim hold Garmi is a Dinda Araisa, and they have to explain what goes into Garmi, what makes it different than Maisa Hezek, what makes it different than Grumma. There are some deis, Tosfos, there's a day in the Tosfos in Baba Basra that it's a Dinda Rabbanan. Mida Araisa, it's Grumma. Mida Araisa is Grumma. But Mida Rabbanan, it's Garmi. Rashi seems to gloss over differences between Grumma and Garmi, and the Rambam never mentions it. Rambam never mentions it. That is a mystery in the sukkah. But either way, so maybe this mishnah saying like Rabbi Meir, because the dayan didn't directly damage, somewhat indirect, and you still chayef. So isn't it garmi? So Amar Rabbi Lo Amar Rav Kigon Shenasam Natam Yad. No, he was active here. He took the money from A and gave it to B. So that's Maisa Hezek. Even if you don't hold with garmi. So Bishlam Achayev is a zakai Kigon Shenasam Natam Yad. I understand that. El Azikas Achayev Echidami. But the case of he said the Chayev was innocent. What did he do actively? If he says you are pater, he didn't do anything active. So it's garmi at most. The guy who was putter had a mashkon. And therefore, meaning the malva had a mashkon of his. And therefore, the dayan took the mashkon from the malva and gave it to the lova. So he was active. So again, you don't have to say the case is garmi. You could say he actively did something. Timi es atar, what did he do? Dog abu sheretz. He wanted to make sure that you knew it was tame, so he touched the sheretz to it. Tiras atame, she'irvan and peirosa. He actively put these peiros with your other fruit, and therefore, those are all active. So the maskana of the Gemara is that you don't have to say it's garmi. You could say it was an active maisa hezek. And the Mishnah says, umaisa beparish ne'loim shalom. There's even a story of a certain cow that had his womb taken out. The chiler bitarfin leklavin. And the bitarfin gave it to the dogs, meaning he said it's a treifa. And there was a mistake. And it's not on the list of treifas. The Chacham in Yavne says that Rabbi Tarfa was wrong. Rav Amar Todas Arofe. And Todas Arofe even proves it. She Amar Todas Arofe. Ein Para. The Chazira. Yotzami. Alexandria Shalom Mitzrayim. In Alexandria, they were very careful. They had special types of cows and pigs. They didn't want them to be grown. They didn't want them to propagate elsewhere in the world. So if any of these animals left Egypt, they would take out the uterus to make sure that there was no chance. So, and they lived. So it shows that they're not treifas. So Rabbi Tarfon exclaims, Oi, holcha chamarcha Tarfon, there goes your donkey. Tarfon, I guess I'm chayef. I guess I'm chayef because I messed up. Amal Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, atal mumcha l'rabim, chal mumcha l'bezdin, patr milashalim. No, you're a mumcha. And if you're a mumcha, you don't have to worry, you're potter. You made a mistake, but you are potter. Just do the, again, we'll get back to this, just finish to the bottom, and then we'll make some comments. The Tevik laid the top of our Mishnah. Isn't there another reason why he's potter? Because it's an explicit Mishnah. If you make a mistake in an explicit Mishnah, it doesn't have the halachic status of a psak. So, the whole thing is chozer bo. But top of our Mishnah chozer. The Gemara says, chadav od kamar, you're right, two reasons. Even if it is shikoladas, meaning it's a judgment case, Okay, huge topic. Maybe we'll get to it the next time. You know, how do you define Tabit Var Mishnah, Tabit Shikol Adas? Here's a beautiful Ben Yehoyada. Well, even before that, how did Rabbi Tarfon make such a mistake? It's a Beferish Mishnah. Beferish Mishnah, Nitla Ha'im is not a Trefa. So how do you make such a mistake? So if you look at the Margolius Hayam, there in Sanhedrin, where this Gemara also appears on Daf Lamed Gimel, he quotes, L'chara Yipmafli, Ichnelam Rabbi Tarfon, Halacha Brura. How did he make such a mistake? So he quotes from the Agudas Ezov, that maybe we know that if only part of it was removed, it is a trefa. It's only if all of it was removed, it's a trefa. So maybe Rabbi Tarfon saw this and he thought that maybe it was removed piece by piece. And therefore, if it was a removed piece, then it becomes a trefa. And once it's a trefa, it's always a trefa. It can't get its status removed. So that's what he was choshesh for. If you know it was all taken out at one time, then it's not a trefa. But otherwise not. And the Chacham say you don't have to worry about that. So that was the issue. But that's how he made a mistake. Because it wasn't really a mistake. It was just a mistake in Pesach. In Chashashos. Why did he say the special lashon of, there goes your donkey. Holcha chamorcha tarfon. Why dafka a donkey, right? He was an usher gadol. He could have just given money. So the Ben Yoyada has 2 days there in Sanhedrin, Daf Lam and Gimel. So he says that a donkey, they used to use donkeys a lot, right? It was like his horse, his prized animal. So he said maybe dafka gave his donkey, not stam money, because he wanted to always remember that he made this mistake. He didn't want it to happen again. See, dafka was going to give something like his what he always used.
Number 1.
Number 2, maybe he wasn't sure. Maybe really he had this suffix, like we just explained. So he was machmir. So he says, holcha chamorcha, your chumra, Rabbi Tarfon, has now just gone away. Your chumra is finished. Meaning, he used it as a melitza. Ha-chumra she-chashashta ba-aveira ho-cha v'efsida es ha-chamor shalcha. Right, it's a play on words, that your chumra, you know, to give his chamor, maybe he actually gave his chamor or not, but it's the chumra chamor shir, that is the shot. One final point, the Chashuk Yechemini discusses, again, Garmi we can spend many shiurim on, he just has this one case. There's a story of there was a Sholo Meshiv in Yeshiva, and he was very close to all the Talmidim, and a certain Avreich, and then he was told this one Talmud who he became close with, he says, you know, my sister's a great girl, why don't you go out with her? So this Talmud met the sister, and he went out with her a couple of times, and everything was great, but she was a stickler, so to speak, not a Ma'avir al-Midosav, she was an Akshanit in various areas. So he wasn't sure about the Shidduch. So he went to the Sholem Eshev brother. Again, he says, you know, she seems to be a little Akshanit. You know, what do you say? He says, she's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. So he trusted him. So good. Got married. Kachavi, she's an Akshanit. And it's a terrible marriage. And it's not working out. And Dalacha. So he goes to him after and says, you lied to me. I relied on you. I'm not Mochel you. You know, you put me into this crazy marriage. He says, I'll be Mochel you if you give me the 50,000 shekel I spent on the wedding. That's what he says. And the Sholem Eshev says, he asked Mechila 3 times, and he wasn't Mochel, and I'm not paying for it. A couple of years later, this Sholem Eshev still hadn't had children. See, he asks Reb Zilberstein, he says, do I have to find 50,000 shekel to try to make sure? Is you think that has any connection to the situation? So he quotes, cases of Garmi. Is this a case of Garmi? He only married her because of me. So Venera says of Zilberstein, he says, I don't think it's connected. He says, I'm not a Navi, but I don't think it's connected. He says, this guy had a choice who to marry. Okay, you said, you know, you were hoping. A lot of times people change once they get married. You know, you could, it's not, but Vadai. Vatam Shashadchan Mutul Oksas Lashanos. And we know generally Shadchanim are allowed to exaggerate a little bit. Ube Prach Alpiro Bakshanas Himida Shebahar Bepamim Mimishtana Lachar Achasana. Once you know you have to live with someone else. Vaochu Niskavin Latova. He just wanted them to get married. Even Eliezer, the first Shadchan, we find he was Mishana 3 times in his language. And he quotes a Rashi and a Balaturim and a Shlaka, those on that story about little differences with the Nizamim and the Tzmidim and whose daughter are you. So there's a little. maybe he didn't do the greatest thing, but he doesn't think he has to pay, and that's how the story ends. Doesn't say anything else. But either way, that's the a case of Garmi that's printed here. But again, there's many stories. Sorry, Shoros of Shalchavero, that's the classic case, Baba Kama Sadiches. But either way. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, a lot about Tawbid our Mishnah. We'll stop with the Mishnah, and again, tomorrow's shiur we put up from the last cycle. And again, today's shiur, and this month's shiur, my sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Yitzchak Aryeh Ben Menachem Mendel, Mr. Leo Schachter, sponsored by his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. Stop here.